Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Saraya Wintersmith. The Senate panel that deals with matters relating to guns, judges, and criminal laws has now killed a bill to reinstate Virginia's one handgun a month law. The rule was in place for nearly two decades before its repeal in 2012. The measure is one that both former Governor Doug Wilder and Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney have called for reinstating.
There's no reason that a person needs to have more than 12 guns in a year to go purchase. Well, I think that's just something that's common sense that needs to be brought back. It's practical.
Last March, when 17 Richmonders were among the two dozen arrested in an interstate gun trafficking ring, Mayor Stoney said it wasn't good for Richmond's reputation, but he also wasn't surprised given Virginia's lax gun laws. Between June and September of last year, the Richmond Police Department confiscated more than 130 illegal guns as part of its Summer Fugitive Firearms Initiative. Stoney spoke passionately about gun trafficking and gun safety laws at a roundtable hosted by the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Last year, a Quinnipiac survey of about 1,100 Virginia voters showed almost two-thirds in favor of reinstating the one-gun-a-month rule. But so far, few of the measures supported by gun safety advocates in various parts of the state have cleared committee. A Senate bill to reinstate Virginia's one-handgun-a-month law was carried by Democrat Louise Lucas, who said she didn't expect the measure to pass.
I introduced the same bill last year. It failed. I expected the same thing again this year. But I felt duty-bound to introduce the legislation because that's what my constituents want.
Republican Senator Glenn Sturtevant represents part of the city of Richmond and was one of the 11 votes against the measure Wednesday night.
I think when it comes to any gun control legislation that impacts constitutional rights, we need to be very careful about whatever that legislation is.
In 2015, a federal appeals court struck down the District of Columbia's one-gun-a-month rule as unconstitutional. Senator Sturtevant says weighing constitutional rights is important to passing legislation.
Whether it's the First Amendment, whether it's the Fourth Amendment, whether it's the Second Amendment. And I think there are questions as to the efficacy of a one handgun a month policy. I think other localities around the country that have the same or similar gun control measures in place are not necessarily made safer by it. And so I think it's very important that we are prudent when considering measures that would restrict constitutional rights.
Even though the newly sworn-in governor has articulated gun safety as a major priority for his administration, it remains unclear if there will be any bipartisan collaboration on any of the gun measures brought before the General Assembly this year. Saraya Wintersmith, WCBE News, Capitol Square.